And so we are in the presence of God. Can you feel the electricity in this place? Oh, come on, just lift your hands for a minute. Oh, Father God, we want you to go deeper than our emotions this morning, God. We want you to go into that place to set us ablaze, Father. We refuse to settle for ashes. We refuse to settle for the smoke, God. But we want to be burning. We want to be burning for your honor and your glory, God. Release your power and your anointing as you already have, Father. I yield myself to you, God. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hands and thank him right now. Oh, we thank you for your anointing, God. It's your anointing that destroys the yoke, God. It's your anointing, Father, that has set us free, Father God. Oh, we rely and trust in your anointing. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh, God is good. When is he good? When are we good? Sometimes. It's so good to be here, and I'm so excited to share what God has put on my heart. And I just want you to put your hand over your heart right now and just say, God, I totally open up to you. I hear the voice behind the voice. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated this morning. Oh, what an exciting time we're having here. But more than that, what an exciting time we're living in. Do you understand that we are having one of the greatest visitations of the Holy Spirit that we have ever had? I've been doing this a long time, people. This is way deeper than emotions. This is the power of God that's being released upon the earth, and we keep hearing it over and over and over. And it's the double portion time for us, Victory Outreach. It's a time where God is pouring out a double, triple, quadruple anointing. Whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. And we can feel that sense here this weekend, right? It's been amazing so far. So today, of course, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I want to thank my husband, our regional leader, for asking me to speak. It's a privilege to speak to you, Rio Grande Region. It's a privilege to speak God's word anytime. I want to thank the Lord for you, our region, and all the pastors, our co-laborers. We're just so excited for what the Lord is doing in your churches. We are hearing the reports. God is doing something brand new. Amen. And there's a brand new fire within your pastors. And we just pray that you always pray for them and love them and support them and just love on them. Amen. Love on them, especially through prayer. But today I want to thank the Lord for my calling. I am so grateful to God for the calling upon my life. I am so grateful that he chose a little no good for nothing girl from the barrio of the North Valley, and he picked her up out of the pit. He set her feet upon a rock. He established her going. He gave me a new mind. Amen. He gave me a heart for people. I'm telling you, I didn't have a heart for people. All I had a heart for was myself. Usually we come to the Lord like that, but then all of a sudden the Lord begins to get a hold of you, and he begins to transform your life and your mind, and you realize this isn't about me. You only saved me so I could bring somebody else along, God. You only saved me because there's other people that are hurting and dying, and I need to tell them what you did for me. That's all the message of hope is. But the calling of God, when you think about that calling, it just really puts a different perspective. I mean, how many of you really pondered your calling? Oh, you think I'm called. The Bible says I'm called. No, have you really? I want you to think about your calling this morning. If you're a man or a woman in the home, you're called. God has called you and placed you in the cave of Abdullah. I was going to call it a tomb, and it's not a tomb. In Jesus' name, it is a cave. He has placed you in the cave to do a work within your life. Those of you that are within the church, he's placed you in your church because he's doing a work within your life. We are a work in progress. And God is not finished with us, but I'm telling you, along the way, you're going to pick up more of your calling. God is going to place more things upon your life, more responsibilities, and you can't take it lightly ever. That's one thing I do not take lightly as a calling God has placed upon my life. From the day I got saved, I knew that I was going to do something for the Lord. And this annual meeting that we just came from, Pastor Sonny spoke such a prophetic message. All of them were prophetic. Sonny Jr. spoke about the year of Jubilee, that this is the year, a prophetic year for Victory Outreach International. It is so prophetic, and there's so much in the year of Jubilee. You all heard it on Sunday in our church. Pastor preached about it. But I'm not going to get too much into that, but more so into the anointing that God is placing upon us this year. I was challenged by our founder, my pastor, at our regional meetings. I was challenged because he was really speaking deep within deep from within his heart. And he was especially speaking about prayer. And I know this prayer movement that's happening, you have to get a hold of it. This is where you're going to gain your strength and your power and the anointing to do what God has called you to do. It's no ordinary prayer. He talked about very many aspects of prayer. He talked about intercession. He talked about battling. He talked about worshiping. He talked about thanking. He talked about all these aspects of prayer. So we can't just minimize it or put it in a little box, prayer. Prayer is powerful. There's so much in prayer. But when he was speaking, he got really emotional. He looked out to us as his regional leaders, and he said he just got emotional. He said he was grateful for us. Now, I know our pastor is grateful for us. But I think at this point in the ministry, 50 years, it just hit him. It hit him hard as he was behind the pulpit, as he looked out. He just said, I'm so grateful for your faithfulness, leaders. He said, you're the leaders. You're the one that's making this happen. You're the one God's using. He began to speak into our lives. And I didn't get all puffed up and say, yeah, I'm the leader. No, instead the opposite happened to me. I was humbled and broken in the presence of God. And I felt the weight of the responsibility of this calling like never before. The weight of the responsibility. My thoughts started racing. I started thinking to myself, Pastor is counting on me. Yes, me. You hear it all the time. We're counting on you. Do you hear the voice behind the voice? It's not the pastors all the time speaking it. It wasn't even Pastor Sonny that day. It was God himself saying, I need you. I need you. You're called. I need you. And the weight of that just fell upon me. And I began to think about, if he needs me, if God needs me, if my pastors need me, if this region needs me, if our church needs me, then I need God more than ever before. I just lifted my hands in prayer and I began to say, God, I need you. This is too big for me and it's too big for you. But it's not too big for God. There is nothing too big for God. And I thought to myself, I need my calling to go to the next level, God. I need my prayer to go to the next level, God. I need my fasting to go to the next level. I need my giving to go to the next level. God, take me to the next level. I need you, God, more than ever. And as I heard our pastor, our founder's cry for the inner city, a spirit rose within me. And I pray more than anything that that's what would happen to you. We're saying rise up. So I pray that the spirit of the living God would rise up within you and you would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're important, you're called, you're needed, and God has got your number. He has your number. This morning, don't hang up on him. Do not delete him. Do not put him on pause or mute. Listen, get your mind out of the fact that it's a woman speaking to you this morning, God, men. If some of you have a problem with that, I don't think so, not in Victory Outreach. Get it out of your mind that I'm speaking to you, but know that it's God speaking to us. God is speaking to us. He needs us. Turn with me to Isaiah 61. I've entitled this message, You Are a Chosen Generation. Tell your neighbor, you're a chosen generation. Isaiah 61, for the sake of time, I'm just going to begin reading. It says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor or a year of jubilee from the Lord and the day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion a diadem instead of ashes, to give them oil for gladness instead of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a faint spirit. Oh, some of you are faint this morning. God wants to give you a glorious mantle. They will be called the oaks of justice, the planting of the Lord to show his glory. They shall rebuild the ancient ruins. The former wastes shall arise up and restore the desolate cities, devastations of generations upon generations. So not only is this a year, people, that we are celebrating our golden year of jubilee, our year of celebration, but we are also being asked by God to rise up. Those two thoughts are very, very, they compelled me to really put a lot of thought into it. What is God saying? In one sense, to celebrate the year of jubilee. In the other sense, to rise up and to heed the call. It's a motion moving forward. Amen? As I ponder and believe what God wants us to embrace, he wants us to embrace our victory, yes, but not to stay there in celebration. How many of you know today we're going to celebrate Pastor's birthday, but tomorrow it's over? Sorry, honey. It's over, right? Well, for him, we celebrate for a whole month. You know how it is. I haven't even celebrated with my husband. I'm going to take him to dinner. I told him, I'll make it up to you, babe. I promise. I'll cook for you, whatever you want. I haven't been able. So we are going to celebrate, and we're going to continue to celebrate. But in the sense of Victory Outreach Rio Grande Region, we're only celebrating today, and tomorrow it's over. Hallelujah. But that's not, you know, think of it like that in this momentum. We're in a momentum. We're moving forward. God's saying, rise up. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, celebrate. Celebrate. I have victories for you. I have challenges that you're going to overcome. I have finances I'm about to drop on you. What are you going to do with them? But go forward. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. As I heard my pastor's heart, I heard his cry for the countries. My goodness, the countries are crying out. They're crying out. They don't know that there's an answer to the drug addiction. They don't know. We have the answer. How many of you are going to rise up and say, I'll go, God, send me? I'm telling you, Rio Grande Region, we're about to launch you out. Get ready. We're about to launch you out. I don't know when, but you're about to get launched out. Yes, you are, because we need people. And we want to be part of the international vision. We want to send missionaries. We want to send people to the UTC. Continue to send them. We want to be part of this movement. For too long, we have seen other churches be a part of this movement. But I believe everything we need is right here. You know, not everybody comes to these summits because, you know what, they're challenging. God speaks real to us. This isn't a comfort message and, you know, pat your flesh and say, ooh, you're a good girl, you're a good boy, even though you are. You know, this isn't, you're so nice, you know, you're so kind, you're so great, even though you are. But this is get up and move. Get up and move. Get up and move. Get up and do something. Amen? Get up. A lot of people don't like that kind of message. We're living in a time people don't want to hear those kind of messages. They want to hear the feel-good messages. Tell me how great I am. What for? May I ask you, what for? What are you going to do with all that good feeling? You have to do something with it. We have to have an outlet. God said for us to go out and to make disciples out of all mankind. He didn't say to stay within the walls of the church, us four and no more, and feel good about ourselves. Not Victory Outreach. We're not that kind of people. We're a people that are called by God. Called by God. You are the world changers. I'm a world changer. We're world changers. Maybe we're not going, but we have monies through United We Can. We can give it. My pastor's heart just moved me. Moved me. And you know, Pastor Sunny is not just preaching at these meetings. He's in San Jose right now, him and Sister Julie. They just got raised up as multi-regionals, as regionals. You would think, why are they going backwards? No, they're not going backwards. Instead of retiring, they're refiring. They're saying, oh, no, I got a work to do. I'm not finished yet. Come on, God, give me some more responsibility. When we're trying to shove off responsibility, they're taking more on. They're not finished. They've been doing this for 50 years. The same thing over and over and over and over, loving on people. But it doesn't get old when you can pour into a person's life and see them changed by the power of the living God. We are the life changers. Amen. We are. We're the voice of God in this hour. We're the ones that God is calling us to keep this momentum moving forward. So let's celebrate, but let's not stay there. Let's thank the Lord that our debt is going to be canceled. That yes, he's going to give us the overflow, but let's not stay there. It's not time for us to sit and be comfortable in our homes. This is war. We are fighting for the souls of mankind. Can you not see what's happening? We're in a war. We are in a real, real war. I mean, the manifestations of it are all over the world right now. We're in a spiritual war. See, whatever happens in the spirit's manifesting in the natural. And if we can't see that, then we're really asleep. You really need an awakening. We are in a real war. The devil is taking people to hell every second that we waste. He doesn't care. He's on a mission. He's on a mission to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And as Pat said last night, if he can't take your life, he'll take your call. We have to be careful. While the world is rising up and speaking nonsense, and oh my gosh, get a life. I have a life. I have message to preach. I don't have time for that craziness. I just turn the TV off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We're in a war. We understand that. This is real. But the battle will not be won by flesh and blood, but by the power of the living God as we pray, as we stand and believe God. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you hear it? People are searching for truth. The souls of mankind are empty. They're confused. They're distraught. They're displaced. They're deceived. And we are the ones who will help them see. We're the ones who will go in and rebuild these wasted places within our city. We're the people that will help the forgotten. We have a job to do. And if you're not doing anything for God and the ministry, then you're really asleep. I'm telling you, we don't care what you do. Just do something. We don't care what you do. Do something. Come and fill up the water here or move the pulpit or go outside and help Mark in the parking lot or go to the children's church or clean the bathroom so the women's home don't have to clean it all the time. Just do something. Do something. Don't sit there and be still because the movement is going to pass you up. And all of a sudden you're going to be sitting there going, well, why are they being raised up? Why is so-and-so doing this? And why do they have that title? And why can't I do that? And why should, that should be me. Well, you missed it. The opportunity passed you up because the movement was going forward and you just sat there and you said, well, not today, God. Tomorrow. There's another opportunity tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll pray. Tomorrow I'll fast. Tomorrow I'll come to church. Tomorrow I'll give my tithes. Tomorrow I'll give to United We Can. Tomorrow is going to pass you up. And you cannot let the enemy keep you still. We're a movement. Our founders are refired, not retired. Their strength comes from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. Their anointing comes from the Lord. Our anointing comes from the Lord. Their passion comes from the Lord. Ours comes from the Lord. Their tenacity comes from the Lord. Tell me, what do you see? Do you see through the natural or do you see in the spirit? Let God
enlighten the eyes of your understanding today. Let him open. Let him take the scales off of selfishness. Let him take the scales off of pride. Let him take the scales off of worry and fear and lack of faith. And let him put on his eyes today. His eyes see hurting people. These are his people. These are his people. Before they become ours in Victory Outreach, they're God's people. He created them. He did not create them for the life that they're living. He created them to serve him. He created them to love him. He created them to worship him. But God needs you. Jesus told his parents, "Can't you see I'm about my Father's business?" Jesus, he was 12 years old. His parents were looking for him frantically because he wasn't in the bandwagon on their way home. And when they went back to find him, he was in the temple doing what God had called him to do. And he said, "Can't you see I'm about my Father's business?" Listen, guys, we need to get about our Father's business. His business is big in Victory Outreach because we're doing something, and I'm not saying we're exclusive or we're the only ones or whatever, but we're willing. Who's willing to go one foot from hell? Who's willing to go into those places and tell people the answer? Do you see your leaders, your pastors, the elders, our steering committee? They've been hitting it hard for 50 years, some of them. We, Pastor Danny and I, have been hitting it hard in our city for 30 years plus and more. So don't tell me that you can't. It's already been modeled. It's already been shown for that God can use you. Don't let the enemy take you out. Get under the spout where the anointing flows out. Amen? Get out of your pity party and under the party of the Almighty God. There's a fresh fire right now. There's a fresh spirit right now. And it's not emotional. It's the spirit of the living God. Tell your neighbor right now, you are a mighty, if it's a man, say man of valor. If it's a woman, say she's a mighty woman of God. See, the anointing of this ministry is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Say it with me. The anointing is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say it again. The anointing is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. We do. We are the ones who get rocked to sleep. We're the ones who get tired. Okay, we do get tired. We're a physical being. But you need to begin to proclaim that scripture that says, "I thank you, God, when I lay my head on my pillow at night, that my sleep will be plenteous and it will be sweet." Did you know that's the promise for you? So plenteous might be 2 hours. Some of you only got 2 hours of sleep last night. You were here decorating till way wee hours of the night. Some of you only got 3. Some of you got 4. Some of you had the luxury of getting 5. I got 4. How many did you get? But God is good. He'll refresh you because it's not you. It's his anointing. It's his strength. It's his power. He wants you to know you are in a movement that is unstoppable and unmovable. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You have to begin to prophesy to that mountain. I used to have this prayer warrior friend that would say, "Tell that mountain to become a molehill." What is a molehill? It's just a little molehill. But if you look at the sandias, they're mountains. You need to begin to prophesy to those mountains in your life. Begin to use your prophetic voice this year. This is the year that the anointing is upon you to use your prophetic voice against the forces of darkness. And against those mountains, we do have mountains. We're not going to lie to you and say that you don't have problems. No, no, no. You're just seeing things. No, you do. Yes, you do. But those mountains can become molehills. As you declare the word of God over your situation, those mountains can become molehills. Notice that the closer you get to the Sandia Mountains, the smaller they look. From far, they're huge. I want you to look at that when you go out. I always look at the mountains as our situations in life. And they look huge. But the closer you get to them, the smaller they appear. All of a sudden, you can get under the foot of the mountains and say, I can run that mountain. I know I can. You can. In the spirit. You can in the spirit. Speak to your mountain. Say, come down in the name of Jesus. Declare to your body that you are healed. Declare, 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 declare the healing power of the living God. You need to prophesy to those dead bones. Live again. I said live again. You need to look in the mirror and say, self, in the name of Jesus, live again. Self, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Self, in the name of Jesus, get under the anointing of the living God. Self, you will live and not die. Tell yourself off today. Put yourself in check. You know that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, we won't have to be humbled. I don't want to be humbled by God. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm forced to humble myself. I want to humble myself every day. Today, go back and get your passion. Go back and get whatever the enemy has stolen from you. Go back and get everything the locust and the cankerworm has eaten in your life. Go back and get it in the name of Jesus. Pastor and I made a decision, probably since Africa, that we were going to hit it harder than ever. We see our founders hitting it harder than ever. And we see their love for the ministry like never before. And we made a decision, whatever hang-ups we had, whatever tiredness we had, whatever insecurities we have, whatever, that we're not going to pay attention to that no more, and we're going to hit it harder than ever. So get ready, gang, because we might pass you up. We might not have your age of strength, but believe me, we have Cora. We have Cora. And sometimes it takes Cora, more Cora than it does energy, more Cora than it takes all that. Oh, come on, fancy talk. We don't want no talk. Quit talking about it and do it. Amen? Rise up. Rise up, dead bones. Rise up, dead bones. Rise up, dead bones. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. I feel like rapping. I said, no, I'm just kidding. I won't do it. I mean, I want to, but I won't. I'll let Michelle do that. In the last few months, do you know that when I wake up in the morning, I don't even know where I'm at? I don't even know where I'm at. Let me tell you why. Because I have been busy about my Father's business. I went from Africa to win a retreat to work hard, to Mexico to get my marching orders. Then I came home for a few days and I said hi to my church. I love you very much. I got in an airplane and went and took care of my daughter. Then I came home and got prepared for this. And now I'm at the pulpit. And tomorrow, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I know I'm going to be doing something. I don't have time for TV and reality TV and the whatever. Get out of your TVs already. Turn them off. Turn off the TV, the one-eyed devil. Turn it off. It's nothing but bad news, somebody else's news, gossip news, people puffing each other's flesh ups. No, just turn it off. Put on some worship music already. Turn it on. Turn it on to Jesus. Put it on. Put your earphones on. Listen to God. Amen? We don't have time for that. Sister Julie says, we don't have time for movies. Well, she goes to the movies, but she always tells us, we don't have time for movies. We don't have time because the time is now. The time is now. We don't have time, guys. Can you hear it? Can you see it? It's time to answer the call. World Conference, I went from there to a World Conference meeting where we gathered. There was only 30 of us, and we were planning to facilitate this conference. We have the whole convention center. Every night there's going to be something happening in every one of those rooms. And Rio Grande Region, it's our night on Wednesday night. We need 300 volunteers for children, 300 volunteers for nursery, 150 security and ushers. Come on, guys. It's going to be our day, so get your heart ready and your mind ready. Wednesday's my day to put on my t-shirt and my tennis shoes and work for God. It'll be a blessing for you. It's right in the middle of the week. You'll get two more services. You'll be good. So we went from that, and I'm hearing Sister Julie's heart, you know, and saying, look around you right now in this room. We are the foolish things of the world that God has raised up. Foolish things. People cannot believe that we rent the whole L.A. Convention Center. When we were in the children's area alone, a semi drove in, and it looked little in the building where we facilitate 3,000 children a night. It looked little. And I said, God, this is massive. You know, just the vision came to life. This is huge, God. We can't do it on our own. So I'm telling you today, Rio Grande Region, stay focused, stay in tune, stay under the anointing, because God wants to use your life. Not just there, here, now. It's time. Don't let the enemy disconnect you from the movement. It's the most exciting time to be alive. It's the most, oh man, you didn't hear that. I said it's the most exciting time to be alive. Hit your neighbor and say, are you alive? Come on, really hit him. Wake him up. Are you alive? It's the most exciting time to be alive. The disciples only dreamed of living in this time. The disciples heard about these times. It was prophesied to them. And they dreamed about being in this time where the anointing is as rich as you want it to be. Where it will flow from the heavens into your life if you just call out for it. Don't get left behind. Let me tell you what happens when you get left behind. This is where jealousy and envy creeps in. Your flesh begins to rule. You start saying stuff. The enemy starts lying to you, saying you're not valuable, that he doesn't care, that God doesn't care, that he's left you, that he's deserted you. No, no, no. You just didn't stay in the flow. You didn't stay in the movement. Don't get disconnected. Don't. Stay in the movement. Allow God to bring those convictions upon you. So going through this real quickly, I want to move on because I know I'm taking a lot of time. We see in this verse that there's four things that Isaiah is saying. The first thing I want to say is that he's giving us the anointing for your ministry. He says there, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you or upon us, upon me, because he has anointed me. It doesn't say he might anoint you. He says he has anointed you. Oh, you didn't hear me. It didn't say he might anoint you. It may come. It might be there if you really try real hard. He says he has anointed you. He has anointed you. You are anointed. We can't rely on our own self. It's too big of a deal. It's too big of a God-sized task. And then the second thing we see is that the anointing is upon us to destroy the yoke of bondage off of the treasures out of darkness. He says there, he has sent me to bring good news to the afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the release to the prisoners. We are the only vessels right now that he wants to use. I mean, because you're in this room, that's what I mean by only. You've been called out. You're the chosen vessel. In this year of Jubilee, let's invite the treasures like never before to our churches. Let's go out and find them and bring them in and bring them under the anointing. God will do the rest. God will do the rest. He'll fix them. Amen. Let's be like Nehemiah. Let's work with one hand and fight with the other and win the lost with our hearts. This is the third one is our year to proclaim his promises. Verse 2 says, to announce a year of favor of the Lord, a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn. To be called oaks of justice, the planting of the Lord, to show his glory. Aren't you ready to walk in his promises? Aren't you ready to just quit your defeat, to get rid of it? Get rid of it and walk in his blessings. Walk in his blessings. God wants to give you double for your trouble. God wants to turn your year around. He wants to give you more than enough. He wants to give you a supernatural provision. You're not going to know where it comes from, and all of a sudden, God's going to give it. Can you believe that? He will do it. That's the hour we're living in, that kind of anointing. But when he blesses you, will you be a blessing? Or are you just going to hold on to it? When he blesses you, he wants you to be able to give more finances to United We Can. He didn't just bless you to hold on. I'm sorry. Go buy your car, go buy your TV, all those things you would like. That's okay. But then give. Give a little more. Challenge yourself. Amen? He wants us to send more missionaries out. We want to see missionaries come out of this region. We want to see more missionaries, more young people go to the UTC, more people call to the international vision. A blessing to our church, a blessing to those that are in need. We have two girls at the UTC right now who don't even speak Spanish in Panama. One Native American and one an African American. These girls don't speak Spanish. They're in Panama. First of all, that just blows my mind. And then second of all, they believed God for their monies. Missy's monies came in supernaturally. She sent a letter out to her tribe, and all of a sudden people in the tribe kept giving to her and giving to her, and now she's in Panama on the reservation's money. Hallelujah. So the res might not be there, but they're there. They're there. Their girl is there, and she's winning people to Jesus in Panama and doesn't even speak Spanish. I told the girls, why would you like to go to Panama? They said, well, if we're going to go, we want to be stretched all the way. I'm like, those are the kind of soldiers I like. Come on now. Don't even speak the language, but they wanted to go and be used by God. And guess what? Because they were leaders here, they're already leaders there. God is already raising them up to do great things. They love our girls. It's so amazing to me, and I'm just so blessed that they're there. But they went with an openness to God. They went with a desire. All it takes is a desire. I know some of you have dreams and visions and you have desires. That's all it takes. Now begin to pray them through. Begin to pray them through and watch God move. Watch God blow your mind. And the fourth thing is it's our year to rebuild and to restore the broken places. God's anointed now generation and all of those God is calling and raising up, this is your hour of power. It's your time to go in and rebuild the ancient ruins, the former waste places. It's your time to raise up and restore desolate cities, devastations of generation after generation. Everywhere we look in this world right now, we see generations of devastation and devastation. Listen, generation, you have a promise that we didn't have. You will reap where you did not sow. You will walk on roads that you did not pave. You will walk and follow plans you did not make. It has been done for you. All of it has gone before you. God has gone before you, the Bible says. He has made every crooked place straight. He's broke down the iron bars. He's done it. He's destroyed the enemy. He's made a way for you right in the middle for you to just walk in. Don't let the enemy take your call. It's not time to say, I can't do it. It's not time to wait for somebody else to rise up. It's not time to wait for the right amount of money. We're never going to have enough money. Ever. Just do it. The Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise up. Don't wait till you're dead to rise up. Let me say it again. Don't wait till you're dead to rise up. He's talking about the saints that died and went to be with the Lord, that they'll rise up. Don't wait till you're dead to rise up. Rise up right now. Rise up while you are still alive. Rise up while there's still breath in you. Rise up and say yes to God. Again, whatever God says to do, just do it. Go clean a toilet. Go clean the parking lot. Go clean the floors. Wash the whatever. Do something. Do something. You know, my dad taught me a lesson as a little girl. He says, Mija, if you see something on the floor, just don't walk by it. I'm telling you, pick up stuff. If you know me, I'm picking up stuff everywhere in this church. I don't like to see things on the floor. I'm in the bathroom wiping down the sink. Girls, wipe down the sink. Whatever, do something. Don't just let this movement, because the movement comes in little parts. little parts. See, you're waiting for this big old giant call. You're waiting for this big old giant call. Oh, to preach behind the pulpit. This is not where it's at. This is 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes of what I do on a daily basis. What I do on a daily basis is what counts before God. I am privileged to speak behind a pulpit, but this is not the most important thing I do. When I get up in the morning and I seek God in all seriousness and I say, God, I need you. Fill me with your spirit. I have to do this, 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 and this. But I want to do it in the spirit. I don't want to do it in the flesh. God, I need you. We're living in God's prophetic hour. We're living in those times that people dreamed about. Yeah, they said years ago Jesus was coming, but you know what? Jesus is coming. And that's why the stirring is stronger than ever. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't be the person that says, I could have, I should have, I would have. Don't be that person. Don't waste time. The Spirit is alive right now. Ask for it. Ask for your fight back. Ask for your joy back. Ask for your love back. The joy of serving the Lord in ministry. Come on, stand with me this morning. The joy. Oh, God. It's a joy to serve you, God. Get our eyes off of our circumstance, God. Get our eyes off of the things that we see in the natural, God. Get our eyes focused upon you. Come on, just where you're at, just lift your hands before God and begin to ask him. We're not going to have an altar call this morning until later, but just begin right where you're at just to cry out to God. Let me see the way you see, God. Let me hear the way you hear, God. Enough is enough. I don't want to be bypassed anymore, God. I want to stay in the movement, God. I want to stay in the flow, God. I want to stay doing what you called me to do, Father. I want to put away complacency and gossip and lethargy, God. I want to put it away today, God. I want to lay the axe to that, and that's what I want to kill today, God. And I want to live for you, Father, because you called me. Just tell him, I want to live for you, God. I want to live for you, God. I want to live and not die, God. Oh, I want your anointing, Father. Oh, he's pouring some fresh anointing upon you right now. Oh, Rabashata Rabakana Rabakaya. If you have a heavenly language, just cry out right now. Pastors of the Rio Grande region, God's pouring it on you right now. Let him baptize you with a fresh fire. Dead bones live and live in the name of Jesus. Arise in the name of Jesus. Oh, your roboshitia narabakaya. Callings, live again. Dreams, live again. Prophetic voices, live again. Oh, your roboshitia narabakaya. Kurobobobuku narabasidio. No. Kirian narabashato. No. Oh, God, we proclaim Isaiah 61 over us right now. Isaiah, the Spirit of the living God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to the brokenhearted. He has sent me to set the captives free. Oh, this is my year of jubilee. Come on, get that in your spirit. This is my year of jubilee. This is my year that debts are canceled. This is my year that I'm getting my healing. This is my year that I rise up in the spirit like never before. This is my year. This is my year. This is our year. This is Rio Grande's year. Rio Grande region, this is our year in the name of Jesus. Oh, rise up in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Can you hear the Spirit of God say, rise up. I'm with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Hallelujah. Oh, seal it with your blood right now. Supernatural move. Supernatural move. Double for your trouble. Joy unspeakable. More than enough financially. Overflow. 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 Come on, reach out and receive that. Overflow. I'm going to have more than enough for World Conference. I'm going to have more than enough for my bills. I'm going to have more than enough. More than enough. I decree it. I declare it because God said it. Oh, Yoroboshidi Alarabakaya. Get it in your spirit this morning. You are called and you are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Give the Lord a praise. Come on, give him a praise like it's a Super Bowl.